Hello, podcasters.
Hi, I'm just putting in my birthday. It's my birthday today, guys, and my radio team and you, Ed, put in so much effort.
Yeah, I hope you had a nice day.
I really did, and normally I don't.
Oh, well,
so thank you.
Those are amazing.
I co-host in the past that don't give a shit.
Well,
so you do.
I do give a shit. Well, I hope you had a lovely day, because there's a lot of nice stuff
flowers,
here.
Flowers, so, yeah. Champagne, rosé, my favourite biscuits, owl figurines, cupcakes, a backpack from tiffxo.com.
Thank you. Socks.
Socks from you.
Sensible socks.
Such an Ed Cavalier gift.
I was so happy with them. But did you notice they were multicoloured?
I saw the rainbow.
Yeah, they were rainbow socks.
Tiny cotton on the back of the ankle bit.
That's me.
But
anyway, I hope you had a lovely day. Lots in the show today. Miff Warhurst with Where Have You Been Stuck in Clothes was a joy.
Oh, God, she's good. I love Miffy.
Nah,
we
wonderful.
Should make her a friend of the show, for sure.
I couldn't agree with you.
Yeah, let's make Miff Warhurst friend of the show.
Let's make John Edwards the psychic less than that.
I lost my mind a little bit. I'm sorry. I got cross.
Yeah, because you quite rightly pointed out.
You can't retrospectively be a psychic. You can't predict events that happened 20 years ago, which is what he did.
He's a past predictor.
He said to Princess Di's butler, there was a car crash. No shit, Sherlock.
I know. That is officially no shit, Sherlock. Enjoy the podcast.
Yes.
And have a look on all of the socials, because you can see all of M's gifts.
Presents.
It's a lot of fun.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
6:01, happy birthday, M. Rusciano. No, keep eating your platter.
Having meat for breakfast, guys, and that's not a euphemism.
Hey!
Thank you.
It is your birthday, and you can jump on the Instagram stories to see the unicorn behind you.
To my whole team, thank you for the effort. It's so lovely. There's a unicorn balloon, there's flowers, there's glitter, I've got a headband, there's meat platter. Mm-hmm. All my favourite things.
Yeah.
and you got me some TiffXO gear, which is great.
I did. We got you some socks. Sensible to have socks.
Yep.
And some lovely feeler gear.
Yep.
And a backpack. Now, that's a pink backpack.
Yeah.
Because every time you...
Feeler backpack, TiffXO feeler.
But when you were going somewhere... I appreciate that, by the way. You were taking shoes with you, and the shoes kept falling out of your bag.
Yeah, Tiff's given me a shoe backpack.
Tiff said, she needs a little shoe backpack.
Perfect.
Because Tiff always has to have runners and nice shoes.
It's the most you give to give me socks.
Yeah, I know. That's
what
I said.
So you. I love it.
And we got to get her some socks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm 39 today, guys. I'm fine.
You're better than fine. Going off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a good fun day today.
Cher's in town, guys.
Yeah, Cher is in town.
Cher's landed in Sydney. I'm very sad I'm not speaking to her. I just thought that she would sense innately my glitter and goodness and campness and just go, I need to go and talk to him. But she didn't.
Do the... Sherb, again, please.
I need to go and talk to Elm.
She's getting more...
Dolly.
Forrest Gump as the morning progresses.
How dare you, Ed.
A new segment today, Defend a Crap Movie.
Yes.
Really looking forward to this.
Everyone's got a movie that they swear by, but everyone else around them's like, that is actual shit.
Yeah. Mm. Excited for that. Mm-hmm. John Edwards, the psychic, went into the jungle.
Why are you pausing? He's a psychic to the stars.
Yep. And he gave a reading. Of course, he didn't know who any of them were, but he picked out the former butler of Princess Diana, Paul Burrell, which is helpful, isn't it?
But they're celebrities. I think he knew.
And then you'll never guess what type of reading he managed to give this man.
Someone in your life died 20 years ago. No! My God, I can't wait. We must also mention Grant Denyer is away.
Oh, yes.
Off
Hi,
on
I'm Grant Denyer.
Thank you. But we will be filling in with that kind of situation.
Have we got those?
I'm on the TV.
Yeah.
Okay, a little bit.
My favourite one.
Shaker fries, please.
Yeah, there he is. Desperate for shaker fries.
Oh, dear.
Let's come back with What's the Superior. It's the Diva edition today, Em.
Yeah, think of your favourite diva to win tickets to see your favourite comedy diva.
What a great idea.
I know, right?
Denyer is off on his it's a weird way. It's a trip.
It's a jaunt with his mate for his 40th.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Survey says.
It sure does. Time for this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Cher's in town, guys. She's here. Mardi Gras this weekend. Obviously, not a carb has been consumed by any gay man in the last 2 weeks. There's going to be a lot of grumpy gays today, guys,
yep.
And you're just going to have to accept it. All right? They're on a low.
Yep.
But come Sunday, my
Oof.
God.
Ripped.
It'll be amazing.
Ripped.
So we thought we'd do today on 131060, what's the superior diva? Who is the greatest diva of all time?
May I ask, because I've always struggled with the definition of a diva. What is a... What is a diva?
Sure. Look, obviously there's two definitions of a diva. I often get called a diva and not in the fun sense.
Right. So it can be used as
she's such a diva in terms of she's difficult, she's temperamental,
right. She's
hard to work with, all that stuff, which is bullshit. Men don't get called divas. They get called professional and ambitious. But this is my favourite definition of diva, which I found at urbandictionary.com.
Good.
A fierce, often temperamental singer who comes correct. She ain't no trick ass hoe and she does not sweat the haters.
Good. So
I don't sweat to haters.
No, trick ass.
I'm no trick ass hoe.
Certainly not a trick ass hoe.
Hell no.
Certainly not.
But for me, diva has always, and since I was a little girl, my first diva that I ever came across, I could do a thesis on divas. I could have a doctorate in divas.
Dr. Diva.
Well, I've just always found these women to be really inspiring and strong. And my first diva was Chaka Khan. This is with Prince and Stevie, by the way. Yeah, she sings Ain't Nobody, you know Chaka?
Oh, Ain't Nobody. Yep. That's another one. Yep, okay. Yep. Okay.
And then obviously I moved into the world of Aretha.
Aretha.
And I mean, this woman can sweat in a fur coat on stage holding a chicken drumstick and still hit a top C.
Amazing.
She's amazing.
Amazing singer. It's Britney for me.
Yeah, I'm not Britney. She's not a diva.
Why not?
I don't know. I put Britney in the pop princess icon category.
She's a survivor.
Yeah, she is, but I don't put her in divadom.
See, I don't know if I understand it.
I don't know. I also wonder.
Christina.
No, pop princess.
Delta.
Pop.
Okay.
Yeah, nah. And then we've got one that doesn't get recognised enough, Jennifer Hudson. She, for me, oh my God. Modern day diva.
Here she goes.
Yeah, she's amazing. American Idol, came seventh.
Excellent singer. An excellent singer.
Yeah, have to be an excellent singer. All my divas are of African descent too. I don't know if that means anything. Generally, I prefer...
Sure.
Cher's a diva. Yeah, Cher's a diva.
Okay.
Is she Native American?
Don't know.
Of Native American descent?
I feel like
there's Navajo there.
Australians. Any Australians? Any Australian divas? Tough, isn't it? Because Olivia, you wouldn't say.
No.
So you're tough to have a...
Anthony Clear?
Anthony. That's not bad. That's not a bad one.
13, 10, 60. What's the superior?
It's a good question because we are playing for, why not win yourself tickets to the Evil Queen Tour.
Yeah, come see my sold out show, guys. Come along or just win the tickets and sell them because I'm sold out. So whatever, guys. and feel free to say someone I've said. I'm happy to talk divas all morning. It's my birthday. We're choosing things I want to do.
That's true.
13, 10, 60. What's the superior diva? For tickets to see me.
It is What's the Superior, and we are doing...
What's the Superior Diva in honour of Sher Landing.
Yes, of
Mardi Gras is this weekend, and so we thought we'd just chuck it out there and see who your favourite diva is. I obviously have a lot, but I left quite a few out.
Okay.
I mean, the first one now.
Go on, Vaughan from Fairfield. Who is the Superior Diva?
Birthday, M. We share the same birthday, so happy birthday to us.
Good on you, Vaughnie.
Happy birthday, Vaughn. You're a 1st of March kid.
Yes, I am. Pisceans.
I never meet people with the same birthday as me.
Vaughnie.
There you go. That's awesome. Who's the superior diva?
We'll go with the one and only Mariah Carey.
Mimi.
Right.
Has to be.
So great.
Has to be. She has to be top of the tree, doesn't she?
She's not top. She's close.
Really?
Yeah, she's up there, mate. Because we were discussing, I mean, we had a really interesting discussion off air about my definition of diva. And I'm not saying it's right.
Yep.
But they have to be able to sing really well.
I like that.
Be a known vocalist. Because the diva comes from Italian opera. And when the diva's the soprano.
Yep.
And she's known to be a brilliant singer. So for me, our next one. Hey, Maz.
Maz, good morning to you.
Hey, Mazzy.
Oh, phone's playing up. Hey, Mazzy.
Good morning.
Who's the superior diva?
I go for our amazing, glamorous Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
Okay.
She's amazing as an entertainer, but I don't necessarily rate her as highly as a singer as Mimi and Aretha.
So vocally, Kylie doesn't reach diva status.
Not for me.
But Danny would. Danny would put the needle on it.
Kane.
Yes. Hi, Kane.
Hi, Kane. He's a superior diva.
Beyoncé.
100%. Beyoncé? I would say she's top of the pile right now.
Top of the pile?
Yeah.
Mariah wouldn't like that.
Mariah's playing at Parramatta Park.
Okay.
Yeah. Go on, you, Kane.
Thanks, Kane. And finally, we go to Jared. Jared, a man after my own heart.
Good.
Jared, who is the superior diva?
Well, this one's not a singer, but you got to go for Dame Edna.
Love it.
Damien is someone I do relate to.
Absolutely wonderful, Jared. Who wins
ultimate
today?
Ultimate diva.
Yeah,
ultimate
she is diva. The ultimate diva.
The ultimate diva.
I like Kane.
Kane?
Yeah. Hi, Kane.
Hi.
Would you like to come to my stand-up show?
I would love to. Happy birthday.
Thank you, darling.
Good on you, Kane. You're going along. Everybody else is going to get themselves some movie tickets.
Yay. Roll happy later. Mardi Gras, Kane.
Russell Crowe is having an auction of personal effects called The Art of Divorce with Sotheby's, you know, the big auction house.
Wait a minute. It's actually called The Art of Divorce.
Yeah, I'm loving what Rusty's doing here.
Are you joking?
Yep, and it's on what, and they're doing the auction on what would have been his 15th wedding anniversary to Danielle Spencer. Now, she's in on it. So it's she's in on it. So I think they're going to split the proceeds. Some of it's going to charity, et cetera, et cetera.
Is this like a conscious uncoupling for really super rich people?
Mm-hmm. Yes, well played.
They're almost making it like performance art.
They are.
I'm respecting this.
Well, there are so many items up for grabs that I want to try and tempt you to see if I can tempt you, Em.
I'm sure they're extremely affordable.
The Templar tunic and chainmail worn by Russell Crowe in the film Robin Hood. That's it
when
there.
When he's Sheriff of Nottingham.
Yes.
Okay, now, you know what I would take? I would take the leather thong that he wore as Maximus.
I'm coming to that.
I would buy that. Okay, how much is the chain mail that he wore as a Sheriff of Nottingham?
$25,000.
What? Is that the cheapest item? Are you crescendoing?
I'm starting at the bottom, yeah. No. How about this one?
Okay, tell me.
A brown leather hood worn by Robin Hood character Russell Crowe. $700.
Oh, that's okay. That's reasonable.
That's more affordable.
I like that, yeah.
Then it gets down into the weird stuff. Two stuffed horses.
Yeah.
Life size. Stuffed horses.
I'm hearing you. I need some props for my Sydney shows.
$2,000 a pop.
Okay. Are they real horses that have been taxidermied?
It's unclear.
Are they real horses?
They look real.
They look really real.
They're taxidermied. It's like Farlap.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
If you're back into the costume, remember Master and Commander, that film?
Master and Commander.
His costume. I think he's kept every costume that he's ever used. Oh, there we go. Captain Jack Aubrey's #2 blue dress blues, which I know is a popular one with all internet people.
I won't have #1. Don't even try to sell me #1.
That's #1.
Put
I know
that away. I'm sick of your #1. I'll only take #2.
$35,000.
Oh, but again.
There's a guitar here for $100,000, but it's apparently. Yep. There's a violin here.
Yeah.
Oh. This is just mad.
Okay.
In the movie.
Yeah.
So he's gone out and bought this himself, obviously, in the movie Master and Commander, where his character plays a violin. But they've said, hey, Rusty, we've got a prop violin. No way, mate. I want the, you know what he's like. He's a little bit method. I want the real thing. So they've gone out and they've got him a violin, which is now worth $140,000.
What?
So he would have been playing that in the movie.
Why is it worth so much money?
It was made in the 1800s.
Yeah, it's 1800s.
Strung with the pubic hair of an albino seal from Narnia.
And here's the big noise. Here's the one that I thought you'd like.
Okay. Is it anything Gladiator?
It's Cinderella Man. Ready? A brown leather boxer's protector, read G-string, a used leather G-string from the film Cinderella Man, $600.
Sold.
Okay.
Can I wear it as a mask?
if you want.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1, Today FM.
131060, is it your birthday today? Because it's Em's birthday, it's Kesha's birthday, it's Justin Bieber's birthday.
That all makes sense, doesn't it?
A very holy triumvirate.
Yeah.
So, 131060, is it your birthday today? Because, Em, you're not mad for birthdays.
Or, I want to do a sub phoner. 131060, do you hate your birthday?
Do you hate your birthday no matter what day it is?
No matter when your birthday is, are you like me? Do you dread your day of birth?
Why do you dread your day of birth?
It goes back, I think, very far. Well, I always shared a birthday with my nonno Luigi, who was amazing, and I loved him. And we'd go and we'd hang out on my birthdays, and it was great. And he'd just give me a big wad of cash like a drug dealer. So that was a good part. So early birthdays were good. I'd get cash. And then I started having parties. And every year I was lucky enough to get a party. My mum loves to put on a party. Nice. So I'd have a party every year. And every year, without fail, I would behave in an out-of-control manner, and I would get sent to my room and then watched the remainder of the party from a bedroom.
So
1 year, I had a pool party, and my bedroom where we lived at that time overlooked the pool.
Oh, my God.
So flowers in the attic style, except I didn't have sex with my brother, I looked out the window and watched the pool pony races and noodle races happening while just one delicate tear.
And what? How early on were you getting sent to your room? This sounds
From 6 to 18. On my 18th birthday, I got sent to my room.
Oh, my God.
1 year, I accidentally killed our guinea pig, so it was warranted. I was smoking incense, as you do, and I blew the patchouli smoke into Oswald's little delicate face, and he keeled over.
That kills them?
Oh, but guinea pigs are very sensitive.
Don't do that if you're listening.
So I think I just developed an aversion, and I'm also uncomfortable, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, with people putting in effort toward me. I'm very uncomfortable with it. Yeah, I know, but I am.
That is odd.
I know, I don't like having, I assume if I have a party, no one will come.
Oh, well, see, that's because that's going back to that. Those days are over.
I know.
No one can send you to your room.
You?
No one puts them in the corner.
You have been such a star already. I really have never had anyone put in so much effort on my birthday ever. Like, this is.
Good.
You're such a love. People don't realize that you're not a freak. You're lovely.
I don't think people assume I'm a freak.
I think they do. I think they assume that you have a mini tramp in a basement with some leather capes and some skin suits.
What? Anyway, we're off topic.
You're actually very sweet. But yeah, I just thought 13, 10, 60. Yep. Do you also hate your birthday like me?
Yep.
What is this?
No, we'll do that in a minute.
I have a sparkly hat in front of me with numbers in it.
Yeah, don't worry, that's in a minute. We're playing birthday lottery. 13, 10, 60. Do you hate your birthday?
But well, I want my presents now.
You will get them in. We'll send you to your room.
No. I just read Becky and Camden's reason for hating her birthday.
That is what we're talking about. It is Em's birthday today. A lot of people hate their birthday. Going Hayley from Camden. Why do you hate your birthday?
My birthday is on April Fool's Day.
So's my mum's. Same.
It's nasty.
1st of April. Yeah, honey, nasty. I know it's bad. I was born on the 1st of March. My mum was born on the 1st of April. My sister's born on the 1st of October. And my dad was born on Friday the 13th. We have really bizarre birthdays. But, yeah, April Fool's is hard.
Does that mean that, Hayley, you're thinking presents are pranks and pranks are presents and that type of thing?
Yes, and my mum is the worst. She thinks she's hysterical. So you've got to be on the guard all day. She doesn't have that 12 o'clock cutoff. On the guard all day.
She hasn't been told about 12 o'clock
is
cutoff.
Is there a 12 o'clock cutoff on April Fool's Day? House.
Yeah, you've got to stop being mean at 12 o'clock.
I just imagine 5-year-old Hayley sitting there crying at the table at 12:01. No, you've got to stop now, Mum.
I will not shake your hand again without a buzzer. Brittany.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
What
do you hate your birthday? Why?
When I was little, we always had, like, Mum always put on a birthday party and she was going to so much effort, and then at the end, like, halfway through, you kind of, like, get forgetting about or something goes wrong. So I stopped having birthdays when I was, like, 7 years old. And then fast forward, my fiancé has the same birthday as me. So the day is always shared. I love having, opportunity to celebrate something, and it's just not there anymore.
So he's taken taken over your birthday.
He's stolen my birthday. I mean, he says it's his. He is 2 years older, so he says I stole it, but I disagree.
No, you were the improvement. They tried him, and then they worked out that you were better at it.
I feel you, Britt.
Thanks, Britt. Is Dawn from Terrybrook. Now, Dawn, why do you hate your birthday?
Well, I'm born on the leap year, so technically I don't get a birthday for 4 years. I didn't have one yesterday.
So do you celebrate on the 28th or the 1st?
It's a bit awkward, but yeah, usually on the 28th.
But so
people usually forget or I miss out altogether. I'm 28 now.
But if we were doing that thing where we only took the leap years, how old are you? If you've only, how many birthdays have you had?
I'd be about 11.
Yeah.
That's good. That's always a good thing, Johnny.
Can you guys make it up to me with a present? Because you'll be the only present it'll be the only present I've had.
What would you like?
Yes,
what do you want,
Dawn?
Whatever's on offer. Something that'll make me cheer me up.
What do we got? What do we got for Dawnie? Happy birthday.
I like Dawn.
Thank you.
Hey, Dawn, you want to go to the Book of Mormon?
Oh,
completely sold out.
What's that?
It's a musical. You'll love it. It's my favourite musical of the last forever. It's so funny, and it's impossible to get tickets in Sydney. They're sold out.
You know what? I'd love some movie tickets.
Okay, movie tickets it is.
Did you just reject Book of Mormon tickets? Wow!
That was great. That was really...
Okay, give us some... Yeah, it's... Wow, it's a South... Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Give it a movie ticket.
Movie tickets? Someone else is going to get the Book of Mormon tickets. Thank you, Dawn.
She just rejected Book of Mormon tickets. Yeah, I can't even tell you how good that show is.
I've seen it twice.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah, people were camped out to get the tickets.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay, good, Dawnie.
That's okay, Dawn. Becky.
You do you, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Becky.
Yeah? Hey.
Why do you hate your birthday?
I hate the attention. I hate the fuss that everybody tries to make on your birthday. And apparently I'm very bad at receiving gifts. So it always ends up in a fight because I wasn't grateful enough or didn't like the gift or someone tries to surprise you with something and you just, I'm too practical. And I'm like, that's really nice.
So you have... resting bitch gift face.
Yeah, I do, and I can't hide it. I can't seem to change it. And
what do you even, get, Becky? What types of things do people give you?
Well, my husband 1 year did try and surprise me with a gift. He loves the idea of a surprise, and he gave me the gift, and I unwrapped it, and it was a hairdryer, which he put a lot of effort into thinking of, but I don't think anybody gets excited to get a hairdryer as a gift.
No, I think you might have been in the right there, Becky.
1 year my husband wrapped up white altar candles in newspaper and gave that to me for my birthday.
Ooh.
So, Becky, I didn't hide. There was no resting bitch gift face.
Movie tickets for everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Not Book of Mormon.
No, goodness no, you wouldn't want those.
Why would you?
It is Em's birthday today.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Em.
Thank you. I've got my birthday lottery here.
Do you want to grab one?
Yeah, you guys are giving me a sparkly hat with numbers in it.
Yes, there might be. So this one is number...
7.
Oh, that's an audio one. I believe that's the message from your lovely husband, Scotty. We got to hear that.
Yeah, it's coming, it's coming.
Okay, I should have warned you.
Hey, Emmy, it's Scott here.
On hand.
Did you know that? So I want to say happy birthday. Happy 28th birthday. You don't look a day over 12 when I married you, the child bride. And look how far you've come. I hope you have a great day, surrounded by people you love, people that don't drain energy, like me. Have a great day. Love you very much. And that's all.
First of all, hands free again, mate. Can you pull your car over?
Busy guy, busy man.
You know why he said not with trainers? Because he said, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, people not to take away my will to live.
Oh, so that was...
So I'm having lunch with my mother. That makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Now, you were watching I'm a Celebrity last night.
I had been hanging out for this because I had
You have been asking about the celebrity psychic for weeks.
I have.
Yeah,
so I
John.
Had been promised that John Edwards, renowned celebrity psychic,
was
going into the jungle. Mm. And, of course, he was going to do readings for everybody that was there.
But we already have our own celebrity psychic doll.
Jackie
Gillies, was there a psychic off?
I was desperate for a psychic off. I was desperate for every time he did something where he told someone something about their life.
She'd finish it.
I was all her to go, I already knew that.
You already told him that.
Same here.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She kept stum.
She didn't say a word.
Deferred to the more...
senior psychic.
In the room.
I get it.
So he, of all the people he could have picked on...
Yes.
Looking around the room of these celebrities.
He had no idea who they were. Like, it's not like he was watching the show for the last month and Googling.
No.
How dare you suggest that, Em?
He's picked out Paul Burrell, Princess Diana's former butler.
Okay.
Which is one of the weirdest job descriptions ever.
Sure.
And you'll never guess the type of incident that John has managed to pluck from the mystical realms. You'll never guess. Take it away, John.
Because I'm feeling like there are two car accidents, almost like one was foreshadowing and then the other one was, like, tragic. Yes?
Yes, there were.
Okay.
You couldn't possibly know that.
Yes, he could. You could know that. Because we know that you were Princess Di's butler and she died 20 years ago. And I didn't know you could do retrospective psychic readings. If that's the case, call me M the Mystic and give me my $50.
All right, M the Mystic, if you're so smart at reading the past,
okay,
tell me something.
I see you being on a television show, something to do with... paying attention. Oh, Christ.
Oh, my
something
God.
I'm seeing. I'm seeing you marrying a gladiator.
Vulcan, I've got goosebumps. I have goosebumps.
You're going to have a child. Arnold.
Arnold.
I'm seeing Arnold. I'm just tasting Arnold on my tongue.
This is incredible.
Yeah, I know.
And then we move on to Paul, because Paul's obviously got to have his say about the whole thing as well, because you've got to remember
Did he honestly say you couldn't possibly know that?
Yes.
Has he heard of the internet? Google News.
I don't
know. Encyclopedia Britannica. Are they for real?
Take it away, Paul.
Well, he told me things which he couldn't actually know.
Now, again, we know about Princess Di's death, Paul. Yeah. This is not secret new information.
No, and also,
this, we're not finding this out. Oh, my God, Princess Di's dead, you guys.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know, Shannon and I just found out.
Oh, my God, Jesus, I was planning a trip. This has ruined everything. Oh, it's ruined my birthday.
That's it.
What do you want next?
131060, the game is defend a crap movie, because there's a lot of crap movies. People keep saying it's the golden age of television, but movies are getting worse because it's just superheroes and that's about it.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Fine by me, but there are a lot of movies out there that need their day in the sun.
Well, what's yours?
Oh, I've got, okay, well, anything with Yahoo Serious. I remember seeing Young Einstein.
Young Einstein!
And I just thought,
I love that movie.
But people then over the years have said that was terrible. I thought it was hilarious.
I'm afraid to go back and watch because it has such a beautiful diamond spot in my memories of childhood movies.
Perfectly placed. So that's, I'm the same.
Don't go back.
Don't go back.
It's best sometimes not to ever go back. Trust me.
And you.
Or you just kind of go, oh, that's a little bit.
Or something's a bit off. Yes.
That's a little bit sexist.
Yes.
Yeah, that's been ruined.
Well, actually, now that you mention that, what about my other one that I'll defend till the end of time?
Yeah.
White Chicks by the Wayans Brothers.
Okay, yeah.
So the Wayans Brothers, popular. Here we go.
Yo, what's up, money? You got a problem?
Yeah, he's dressed it up.
Nah, yo, hold my poodle.
Huh?
Hold my poodle, dog. Yeah. What, you want some of this?
Yeah.
You want some of this? Mark, you don't want none of this, son?
Yeah.
I take the both of you.
White Chicks.
The joke being that the African-American entertainers, comedians, the Wayans Brothers, go undercover as sort of sorority white chicks in order to solve crime. It's hilarious.
Oh, what could go wrong?
It's such.
It's also my 11-year-old daughter's favourite film.
Even
Big Mama's House and White Chicks.
Even just for the makeup alone.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe they didn't win the Academy Award for special effects, to be honest.
You're right.
I know. For me, I've realised both my movies are of similar ilk. So the first one is starring Mimi, Mariah Carey.
Oh, yes.
Glitter.
Music brought them together.
We're on our way, baby.
Fame could tear them apart.
Me and us will go together. Don't forget that.
But love,
he's here,
will never let it end.
To us.
Mariah Carey. Glitter.
So, girl from Wrong Side of the Tracks wants to be a singer. You know, a producer discovers her, then she gets famous and they break up, but then they get back together and Mariah's a big star. It's amazing. And the other one is the story of a small town girl that goes to New York and wants to become a famous burlesque dancer from the movie Burlesque, the unintentional genius comedy starring Cher and Christina Aguilera, guys.
I want to be up there. I want to do that.
Question is, do you have the talent?
Because you're on.
What is she doing up there?
I think she's auditioning.
Hey, Dave, cut it!
Hold on a second. Just tell me what you're looking for.
I'm looking for someone who can do the routine.
Yeah.
Now, you want to show me something? Show me that.
The tagline is, takes a legend to make a star.
Now, Em, this is one of those films that they didn't think they were making a comedy until it came out and the people were crying with laughter.
Cher's face doesn't change, no matter what the emotion. It's incredible.
Defend a bad movie. I need to talk to Sham straight away.
Yeah.
Morning, Sham.
Morning.
Happy birthday,
Em.
Thanks, Shami. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Yeah, man.
All right, Sham. I'm really keen to hear a kid defend a bad movie. Which bad movie do you want to defend?
Star Wars, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, my goodness.
Shami, who says that's bad?
Everybody.
Apparently 45% of Rotten Tomatoes people.
Dude, Sham, they don't even know what they're talking about.
But,
I love that movie. Yeah, tell me.
Yeah. I love Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, my goodness, Sham, you're the one. We found the Sham. Old Man Ed's going to bore you now. I went to a midnight screening of The Phantom Menace the day it came out at the Double Bay Twin Cinema when they used to have it, and the movie was delayed for 15 minutes while two guys had a lightsaber fight in the cinema.
Amazing. Hey, Sham, can I ask you, who do you think Ray's parents are?
Oh, don't say that.
What
do you reckon?
I think Luke Skywalker could be.
You reckon? I think Ben Kenobi.
Know.
I reckon Ben Kenobi's her dad.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
What about Alf from Home and Away? It could be him.
I love a sassy 11-year-old. You call back any time. 131060, guys. Defend a crap movie.
The crapper the movie, the better.
Yeah.
I'm seeing the world water world on my screen, which is really encouraging me.
And I'll let you know what Rotten Tomatoes did name as the worst movie of all time next.
Excellent.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Let's go to the phones. Well, 131060, defend a crap movie. M's already stumped for Glitter and Burlesque.
And Con Air.
Oh, and Con Air.
And Snakes on a Plane.
And Snakes on a Plane. Yeah. Charlie from Glenmore Park. Defend a crap movie, please, Charlie. Which one?
Morning, guys. I'd like to nominate Waterworld as superb Kevin Costner movie.
Superb?
Superb.
Why, Charlie? What tickles your fancy about Waterworld? Most expensive movie made of
at the time.
And I believe that Kevin Costner had to finish the film himself because the filmmakers didn't want to complete it in the end.
Yeah, the crew walked off set and it was just him with a handy cam.
Yeah, something like that, with a GoPro or something like that, yeah.
But Charlie, it has, it's sort of become a little bit clever because, you know, now as the world's climate changes, perhaps Waterworld's going to be like, oh, did they predict the future
that's
a bit, Charlie? Yeah.
I'm trying to help Charlie.
He's not going with me.
Good on you, Charlie.
I went to the Waterworld stage show at Universal Studios in Los Angeles.
There's only so many old man Ed has a boring story for everything open as we can play.
I just think that was relevant. Nikki.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Nikki from Marrickville, defend a crap movie.
It's got to be Spaceballs.
Ooh.
Remind me of the plotline of Spaceballs, Nix.
So basically it's just a mock-up of Star Wars, and it's got Rick Moranis in it, and he's Darth Vader or Dark Helmet, his character is. And
then see, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, guys?
This film is made by Mel Brooks. John Candy is in it as sort of a big dog who's meant to be Chewbacca.
Yes.
Okay, I want to see it. Okay, great.
Yeah, that's actually a bit of fun, that movie, Nikki. Mm. Some of Mel Brooks' movies, they're the type where you watch and you go, ooh, can't say that anymore.
Yes.
But,
There's so many.
Yeah,
there is so many. The producers, I'm surprised, still gets a go.
Yeah.
Jess in Meadowbank, hello.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks, honey. Oh, I love this movie too. Oh, my God, I love this movie.
You've seen it?
Yes.
Yes,
say it.
Cinderella with Brandy and Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
As a fairy godmother.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. Yep. I have seen it. So good. And I saw Sisterella as well, which
Even better. What is Sisterella?
It was like a sassy black remake of Cinderella, kind of like this, but the stage version.
A stage version?
Yeah.
You don't hear the name Brandy in films anymore.
Have you ever loved somebody so much? Yeah, amazing.
Thank you, Jess.
Such a good film.
What about that one that everyone says is really good? Is it Ever After, the Drew Barrymore one? Isn't that a Cinderella one that people love?
Yeah. There's a good one with Anne Hathaway too, with Arnie Hamburger.
Yeah.
What's that one?
Arnie Hamburger.
You know the one.
The Princess Diaries.
Oh, that's good too.
That's good too.
Mirror Mirror's great.
What's Mirror Mirror
the
about?
One with Julia Roberts playing the Evil Queen.
Oh.
Yeah, and Phil Collins' daughter playing
Phil Collins.
Snow White.
And Phil Collins' daughter.
Lily Collins. Tom. Hey, Tom.
Morning, guys. Happy birthday, Em.
Oh, honey, thank you. What's the crap movie you want to defend?
Guys, it's got to be the world-class documentary, Sharknado.
Agreed.
Incredible, Tom.
With Ian Ziering, not Ian.
No, it's not Ian. It's Ian Ziering from 90210. Now, Tom, when this first came out, they made it as a bit of fun, and then it just went insane.
It's gone nuts. There's four versions of it, and I mean, you know, you got the world-class CGI, you got the acting prowess of Tara Reid, and you've got the scientifically accurate portrayal of severe weather events. I mean, what's not to love?
What's not to love, Tommy?
That is so true. That is a good movie. I'll pay that.
Go on, tell us the worst ever film as according to Rotten Tomatoes is?
Catwoman.
Oh, the Halle Berry one.
And Halle turned up to the Razzies to accept the awards, and yesterday the director came out and said, I'm so sorry about Catwoman.
Really?
True story.
Apologise.
There you go.
Still waiting for an apology for Wog Boy 2, but we'll see how we go.
I didn't say anything.
Bye.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve, when Tay-Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Speaking of D-pics, Orlando Bloom, who did get his third Legolas out, as we all remember, on a kayak with then-girlfriend Katy Perry, well, they're back on.
I can't believe this.
Yeah. I just feel like she needs a good girlfriend to sit her down and go, honey, you have the worst taste in men.
Do you honestly think that's what it is? Because it seems...
Who's telling her?
That's what I mean. Is that what you think that's what it is? No one in her life that goes, hey, Katie, this is not the best idea.
I just... No, I'm sure... I mean, John Mayer has a track record of being a douchebag, right? So that's fine. Orlando, not so much, but it's... The nude stuff was a bit odd. And then the way they broke up was a bit odd. And I just think perhaps he's a 41-year-old British playboy, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
And I just think she needs someone that just will love her.
But there's no one that, you know...
I just feel like she needs him. Why is it that Gaga and Katie... Why is it these successful women... Why can't they find men who... Like Madonna, they always seem to end up with their backing dancers, J-Lo, or people, subordinates, or they can't find a man who can cope, you know?
J-Lo seems to have found that baseballer at the moment.
Oh, yes, A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Correct. They're in love.
So now it's a shit.
But he's had 5 marriages.
Oh.
So, but anyway, I just feel like, Katie, come on, mate.
Come on, Katie.
Come on.
I know, mate.
You're okay, Joel. All right, so yeah, they're back on. They've been seen in Prague together, walking the dog and holding hands. And so for me, basically, they got married.
Yep.
Frozen director gives glimmer of hope that Elsa could get a girlfriend.
Which one's Elsa?
Elsa's the main blonde one with snow powers.
The one that sings this song?
Very cranky.
Okay, that's one version of Let It Go. Do we have the other version?
No, I told them to dump it.
Ah, it's okay.
You know why Elsa's cranky? You know my theory on that. Well, because she can't self-pleasure without oven mitts. You'd be angry too. A huge number of fans have been encouraging Disney for years to follow through with the kind of insinuation that perhaps Elsa was a lesbian. And the Frozen 2 co-director Jennifer Lee said, I love what people are saying. I'm loving the dialogue. Elsa speaks to many people. We're a part of these conversations. Let's see where they go.
They won't do that.
They won't do that.
No, they won't do that.
I support it.
Yeah, but yeah, of course.
God knows the number one fans of Disney are myself and gay men.
So there you go. Interesting, though.
This year's Oscars swag bags have been announced.
Here we go.
Your mate Josh is in for a treat. Josh Lawson, of course, nominated for an Academy Award for his short film. The bag this year is worth $100,000.
Jesus.
Whoa.
You get a gum rejuvenation. Oh, God, what's wrong with my gums, guys? I didn't even know that I was supposed to be conscious about my gums. I can't even see them. Am I now have to be self-conscious about my kidneys? Is that what's next? So you get a session with a celebrity trainer, a conflict-free diamond necklace. Thank God. That means small children haven't mined them, guys. A 24-carat gold facial, locally grown oranges. Okay. What? And an 18-minute phobia relief session.
That's the one I like.
That's really good.
18 minutes. What happens if your phobia, it's like, and I think, I'm in the spot, ding, sorry, that's all the time we got.
What if your phobia is even-numbered therapy sessions?
Yeah, a 20-minute phobia.
Yeah. And also, if that's not LA enough for you, you get $10,000 donation to the animal shelter of your choice.
Can you take the cash?
And finally, guys, obviously, Cher has hit Sydney. Yep. We are so excited to have her here for the Mardi Gras after party.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
At 8:05, Grant Denyer is swanning about America with one of his so-called mates, which means that birthday girl Emma Ruciano, you are in the chair today doing Alpha Bucks.
So much pressure, guys. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, happy birthday, Em.
Thanks, honey. Now, are you having a baby in 6 weeks?
Yes, 6 weeks to go.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Can't wait. That's so amazing. So you just want to do some nice things for yourself before then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fair enough.
Just going to try and live it up for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, your letter today is N for Nelly.
Okay.
Okay. N. Now, you get, obviously, 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. Every answer you get right, you get a hunji. Get all 10, you get 10 grand. I got to take your first answer. You can only use one answer once and pass if you don't know, but don't pass if you know what I mean.
Okay, all right.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
All right, Kos, lock it down.
Okay.
Name an electronic brand.
Pass.
A food brand.
Nutri-Grain.
An animal.
A gnat.
A celebrity chef.
Pass.
A clothing brand.
Naomi B.
A Sydney ferry stop.
Oh,
Puff.
A shampoo brand.
Neutral Essence. Oh my God!
It's all right, babes. You're okay. You got look, $200. That'll get you a nice pregnancy massage.
Yeah.
I scream at people every morning. That was terrible.
Yeah, it was. I'm not going to lie because I tell the truth. You were rubbish, but that's okay. You're pregnant and you got other things on your mind. Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, Kylie, best of luck with the new baby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We will play again tomorrow, Alpha Bucks. It is hard when you get on the line. That's why you download the app and you try it. And can I just make one quick, I know I'm not allowed to give hints. Study the ferry maps.
Yeah, that often comes up.
Spices
comes up. Gems come up.
Yep.
Yeah, those ones.
Yep.
Yes.
We've got our friend Miss Miff Warhurst.
Miffy.
Hi, Miff.
Oh, good morning, you two. Happy birthday, gorgeous Em.
Oh, thanks, Miffy. I'm just concerned, though. I was reading some tweets from you the other day, and I was worried for your safety. What happened? What happened, Miffy?
I've never been more terrified in my life. I don't like to blow things out of proportion, but...
No, you're not.
I know. This is very serious business. Brace yourselves, everybody. It was a tough moment. It's taken me a while to come back down. I was preparing for a formal event I have to go to tonight. So I got home from work and it was quite hot and I thought, I'll just try on that great dress I've never worn, quite expensive frock, never worn it. That'll be perfect for the event. It's a cocktail function. So home alone, and it's got a really wide zip, like a zip that looks like it should be on some sort of industrial clothing.
Yep.
And it's up the back. And so I popped this strapless dress on, no bra, mind you. Sorry for, like, really full-on details.
Don't be.
popped it on, and then done the zip up halfway, and then I'm stuck. And it was the clothing prison I have never experienced in my life. I started sweating. I started to try and move the zip down the back of my dress. It was horrible, and I did not know what to do. There was no one around that I knew near my house, and I didn't want to go to the neighbour because, you know, that's just a bit it's weird. Yeah. And I've got no bra on, and it's a strapless dress.
Wow.
And I was staring down the barrel of wearing this dress for about 24 hours, I reckon, until I had to go to work. And it was so tight, I couldn't even walk.
Jeez.
So clearly I can't wear this dress tonight for my formal function. Yeah. But it was so tight, I could not even walk. And so here I had, what do I do? And I thought, I would just pop on some thongs, get in the car. I had to call my girlfriend and say, I'm trapped. I'm trapped in a frock prison.
Trapped in a frock.
So you drove to her. How did you drive?
Well, I couldn't move. It's so tight down the bottom of the dress. Like, I had to kind of open the car door. And, of course, some gentleman who was riding past on a bike laughing at me as I'm trying to get into my car.
I'm sure.
Which is quite high up. And I'm trying to hold the top of the dress up, which is still unzipped, mind you. So it's not a pretty sight. And I had to kind of lift my legs like a sort of sport manoeuvre to spin and lift, like a diving manoeuvre or something to lift into the car.
Yeah.
And then drive around to my friend. And, of course, she greeted me with a large goblet of something tasty.
Yes.
And said, I can sort you out, darling. I can sort you out. And there I was, and she had to cut me out of the dress.
That's amazing. Cut you out of the dress. Because you did go to Twitter, Miff. This is how we heard about it. You sent out a tweet saying, I'm stuck. Can I have some help, please?
Has anyone got any tips?
And then people sent through suggestions. But that's incredible. That happens.
It does. And 131060, where have you been stuck in clothes? I can tell you, I've been stuck in a dress, but it was up over my head. And I was like, this is it. This is how it ends. Like, I was
it's so... True. It's true. You feel like you're going to die.
You just resign yourself to it. That's I'm going it. Out with some expensive fabric across my face. And you do. And then you just, why does the sweating start? The sweating starts immediately when you're trapped in clothes.
Yeah, this is it.
It's, and especially if you live by yourself or your family's out. I get dressed at 4 o'clock in the morning. If I get stuck, I'm done.
You're done. They'll find
There's
you.
No show.
They'll find you at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. 13:10:60. You'll be able to hear Miff on ABC Radio 12:30 to 2 p.m. weekdays. Of course, you'll see her when she hosts Eurovision and various other wonderful things. Miff, lovely to speak to you.
Oh, nice to speak to you too. Thanks for talking me out of the prison.
131060, when have you been stuck in clothes?
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
When have you been trapped in clothes? Because Miff Warhurst, a popular media presenter, has just been on to talk about a dress she was trapped in that she had to drive to her friend's house to get out of. Joanne from Penrith, what were you trapped in?
I got trapped in a swimming costume in the shop.
Tell me, what kind of bathers was it?
It was a one piece that I was getting for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was a really hot day, so I was already sweating. And it kind of, you know, when it clings to your skin and it just doesn't let you go. So I was getting more and more nervous about me sweating, and then I got stuck, and then I got more nervous about being stuck, so I sweated more. So I was just trapped, and it was awful. And the sales assistant had to help me. She saw me butt naked, but I don't care.
There's a point where you just have to give up. Like, you just have to go, oh, I'm yielding.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I'm wearing it right now. I'm actually on my way to work as a trainee swimming teacher, so I'm wearing it right now. Yep.
Exactly, you can never get it off again. Thank you, Joanne. Thanks, Joanne.
Brilliant.
Renee from Wollongong. Renee, what did you get stuck in?
Hi, guys. I didn't get stuck in clothing, but 6 weeks before my wedding, I got a curling wand stuck in my hair. Happy birthday, Em, by the way.
Thanks, Renee. How long were you stuck?
It was quite a while, and it had this attachment, so I couldn't burn my hair, so I quickly unplugged it, and I was going out for a night out in Sydney, so I was running late already, and I thought, can I go to the neighbour, what can I do? I couldn't get to the neighbour, so I had to put, I unplugged it and got in the car, and I drove around to my mother-in-law's house, and I had put like a conditioner in and trying to get it out, and by the way, it was just a mess. It was a tragic mess. It was terrible. Yeah. But we got it out, and I was thinking, I'm going to have to get hair extensions for the wedding. It's going to be hectic. But it was all good.
Oh, honey, that would have been worrying. I get it. Yeah, I understand.
Mary from Kellyville, you got trapped. Where did you get trapped in some clothes?
Well, I got stuck in a jumpsuit in a change room with my newborn son. So change rooms don't accommodate for a pram. So he was hanging out outside. So I couldn't close the door. Got the jumpsuit on and for the life of me could not get it off. I think I was in denial about my size. Yeah. And my son started crying. He wanted to feed. And here I am looking like, you know, a fish out of water, like trying to get this jumpsuit off. It was just shocking.
And you feel even more vulnerable because usually when you're stuck, parts of you are nude. Parts of you were sticking out.
Shocking.
Like, oh, my God.
How'd you get out of it?
I had to call a sales assistant, but I think she could see me because I had to leave the door open. So I think she kind of, from the corner of her eye, saw this chick, like, losing her marbles. But, yeah.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Mary, bless. Thank you, Mary. Chantelle from North Ryde. Which clothing did you get stuck in?
Oh, hello?
Hello, Chantelle. What did you get stuck in?
Hi, sorry.
That's okay.
My wedding dress the night of my wedding. It was hectic. Stuck. I had surgery 2 weeks before my wedding, emergency surgery, so I was a bit swollen. And the day of the wedding, I was got sewn in, like, basically, like, you know, get sewn in. And I forgot to tell my husband. So the night of the wedding, we're like, okay, let's lie down. I've drunk. I've picked alcohol with my prescription medication.
Amazing.
I'm having fun. He's not. and so he goes, let me help you out. I forgot by this point. I'm like, why is it not coming off? I'm fat. And he's like, no, it's fine. Call the front desk at 2 a.m. And he's like, I need scissors. She's literally stuck in her wedding dress. And I was crying because I was like, I was going to give this to our non-existent daughter. We've got three boys. And then he's like, you know what, we'll cut it up and you can use it for a christening gown or something maybe. And I'm like, I don't want to cut it up. I got cut out into pieces because it was destroyed, and it was a really expensive $2,000 wedding dress.
No, that's expensive for anyone. Yeah.
How romantic on your wedding night. You call reception, they're like, a bottle of champagne, sir? Nah, scissors.
Just scissors. Cut it all off.
Ah, you're wonderful.
Thanks, everyone.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, royal, she's stalking you. Oh, here she comes. She's a royal watcher.
She sure is.
Oh, God, I'm loving life at the moment. Meghan Markle has made her first working appearance alongside Prince Harry and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. They sat down at the Royal Foundation Forum in London, the four of them together.
Wow.
And, God, they're an attractive foursome.
They are. Am I splitting hairs? Technically, she's not in the family yet.
Well, she's engaged.
Okay.
And she's obviously the most popular royal at the moment.
Yeah, true. Fair enough.
Legit.
Yeah,
fair so enough. They're not dumb. They're making hay right. While the rain is rainbowing sunshine.
Yeah.
What's the thing?
You make hay while the sun shines.
Okay, that. Yeah. And she got the biggest cheer too, guys.
Ooh.
So, you know, we're always watching.
Ooh.
When cast members walk on after a Broadway musical, you always listen to see. And I'll tell you, when you're in the cast, you always listen to see. So it was kind of polite. Yeah, yeah. And then Megan comes on. People. Oh, wow. People love her.
Yeah, right.
And look, everyone noticed. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sure they
did. Yeah, they all did. Especially poor old Kate. She's preggo.
Yesterday's news.
She had to wear this frumpy maternity thing. Mm. Like, I'm sure she just wanted to be in grey tracksuit pants and no undies and bra on, you know? But she was there. And look, Harry was, he was candid about what it is to be working with your family.
Working as family does have its challenges. Of course it does. Everybody here, the fact that everyone's laughing means that everybody knows exactly what it's like. But, look, you know, we're stuck together for the rest of our lives, so...
Hey, that's it.
Stuck together.
Stuck together for the rest of our lives. Like, but Megan be loving all that. Do you know what I mean? Just every little comment like that just makes her feel more and more secure.
She's family, she's in.
That's what I mean. She's in.
I'm so into this whole situation.
She's in.
I am so unhealthily obsessed with this. I don't even know how I'm going to last till the wedding. I don't know what's going to happen the week of the wedding. I don't know if I'm mentally equipped to deal with what's going to go on in my brain.
We should send you to the royal wedding.
We can't. My husband's having ear surgery. He scheduled it on the day of the royal wedding. I'll be watching it from a wedding room. Guys,
are you ready for a boring wedding, a royal story from me?
Have we got
Play the thing. Relevant story.
Boring story for everything.
Interesting.
Boring story for everything. Old man Ed has a boring story for everything. A boring story for everything.
Come at me, bro.
When the Queen Elizabeth went to Denmark many years ago, they had to go, they went around, they suddenly had a moment where all the Danish officials, along with the English Forward Party, who goes to check that everything's fine for the Queen, went, well, that's not gone. You've got to have to do something about that. And they had to go around and put stickers on every single lift that the Queen got in, because the Danish word for speed is fart. And on the lifts, they had, these are the old lifts where they had the speed for fast and slow.
Yeah.
So in order for the Queen's eyes not to be sullied by the word fart.
No, she should never be reading the word fart.
No, they went around and put stickers across the word fart in every lift in Denmark, in Copenhagen.
That's a great, boring fact.
He's done it. Finally. Found your level. They got to be fart stories.
Little girls listening right now on your way to school, big girls too, marriage is an option to you, not an end game. So that's Em's words of wisdom for today.
No problem.
Thanks.
It's not as catchy a title as Married at First Sight, but it's a TV show nonetheless.
Yeah, I just feel like we teach little girls that's what the end goal is, to get married and have kids.
No.
Do it if you want. It's great. But I don't feel like that's your measure in life.
Fair enough, Em.
I'm really cross.
No, I know you are. I'm going to try and make you happy because it's your birthday
I'm
today.
Yeah, that's good.
We've had a great morning.
Yeah, we had such a great morning. All my presents.
You've still got some presents
Should
in
I
your,
do it?
Yeah, do one in your hat.
Okay, I got a hat of presents.
A hat with a lotto with numbers in it, and I've got a bag which corresponds.
Eight.
Oh, yeah, good. That's good.
Is that
that's good.
Good.
Take that one.
Okay.
It's a little package there.
Oh.
Yeah, a little package there. She's opening it up. Oh, God, it's on the floor.
Okay, I'm opening it up. I'm unwrapping it.
So far... She's had.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah, we'll put all these up on our Insta so you can see them.
Rainbow earrings, handmade. It looks like it's made with, what are those things called?
Like little plastic circles.
Yeah, little circle-y Beedo things. I love them.
Or you'll see all of Em's presents on our Insta.
So appropriate for Mardi Gras.
That's
right.
Em, I'm hoping to tempt you also because we mentioned a couple of them earlier, but you did have some more questions, which I think were fair enough, about the Russell Crowe auction.
This is, what's it called again?
It is the Anatomy of a Divorce.
Oh, that is so beautiful. That could be in a museum.
Well, this could be a museum. There's so much stuff that he's got from various movies over the years.
Tell
going
me.
All the way back to like The Insider, which was 1999.
What are we getting from that? The sweaty suit?
No, we're getting a baseball bat signed by the crew and by Al Pacino, which means that was a gift that he's been given. And he's then gone, Hey, I might sell that for $2,000.
I think it's fair to say most of the things in this auction were gifts or stolen from set quite blatantly.
Given.
See, are you taking the chariot? No, that's not a chariot. That's my hat.
I'm glad you said that. That chariot
he's
from
not,
Glad It
he
Is.
He does the, not
no,
have it.
He does. The, it's his here. The original working hero chariot from the film Gladiator.
I've stolen pens from Today FM. How did he get a chariot off set?
Do you want the details of the chariot?
Please. Oh, God, I'm getting a pen.
It's got Bluetooth. But it has been recalled because the airbags are faulty. You can get that for $40,000.
Oh, that's a bargain.
If you're also into Gladiator merchandise,
I am.
You can have the important stunt his chest piece worn by Russell Crowe in the scene depicting the death of the character Maximus. And this is the scene that gets him the Academy Award. Yeah. $20,000 for that. What would you do with it?
I'll just wear it all the time.
To work.
I always think about, I'd like to get around in a coat of armour. It looks so heavy, but I want to be like Lagatha, Queen of the Vikings. She has an L on her shoulder and kick-ass armour and lots of braids.
Well, just for $30,000, you could do it. This is the one that I think is maybe not going to reach its reserve.
Okay. What?
A purple two-piece double-breasted suit, two shirts and a metal ring, as worn by Russell Crowe in the film Virtuosity.
I don't recall that film.
It was his first film when he sort of went over to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And he was in with Denzel Washington. It's a 1995.
Did he play a pimp?
No. He played like an evil tech guy.
In a purple suit?
Yes.
Okay.
It was like The Mask, but without a mask. That's
or the humour, or
yeah,
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Okay.
$2,000 for that. The other one, now, this is what I think is very promising.
Okay.
He's selling about 15 guitars, ranging from $200-$300 to $100,000, or like $100,000 worth of guitars.
Mm.
If he's selling all of his guitars...
Do you think it means...
I think the music's over.
30-odd foot of grunt, no more.
Yep.
You heard it here first, guys. Scoopla.
This is so that means. And you can stay away tonight. Oh. Thinking up a dozen names. The good news is, with all of his guitars gone, he can no longer produce music.
No. I feel like I'm the Russell Crowe of radio. I'm always trying to force my music on people too.
It's cloudy.